السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتی صاحب. May Allah Ta'ala grant you عافیت and good health. Inshallah, the platform is yours, مفتی صاحب.
السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. Today the 18th of Safar 1446, this blessed honorable day of Jumu'ah, we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, and verses number 80, right up to 84. Almighty Allah speaks of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Inna kathalika nadzil muhsineen. Verily that we are the ones that we reward these believers. So it means that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that the people who fulfill their duty with beauty. So inna kadalika, in similarly we, nadzi reward muhsineen, those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. Obviously Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah is selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. Innahu min ibadin al-mu'minin. Verily he is from our special servants who are true, devoted, dedicated believers. Now all those people who rejected him, Noah, Nabi Noah alayhi salatu salam, the messenger and the message, thumma, thereafter, أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ, then we drowned the remainder of them. In response to the dua and supplication of Noah alayhi salam, Noah, and that is فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرُ, when he cried to Allah, O Allah, overpowered, overwhelmed, you defend me, assist me. So he knew alayhi salam to cry and to console people and pacify them. Chapter 71 dedicated to him. And remember his Nami Nami Isme Grami mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَتِهِ الْإِبْرَاهِيمِ, and verily from his followers, from the people who belong to his party, so the Shias today in Iran and other places, the Kufar, people who swear, current Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anh, remember 100% Kufar, there's no doubt in that. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَتِهِ, and from the followers of Noah, Nabi Noah alayhi salam, Ibrahim, surely was Ibrahim alayhi salam, following the Tawheed, in the believing in the oneness of Almighty Allah, the prophets and messengers saying and inviting people towards Islam. Every messenger was a Muslim. No one came as a Jew, as a Christian idol worshipper, as mentioned in chapter 3, verse 67. That Ibrahim alayhi salam, ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew or a Christian or an idol worshipper. What was he? كان حنيفا مسلما. He was حنيف, and he was one who turned away from the false ideologies and religions and cults. And he was a Muslim, one who submitted, surrendered lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, his name Nami Isme Grami mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 dedicated to him. Oh my brother, my son, your name is Ibrahim. Abun Rahim, the compassionate, kind father. How Allah loved him. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah made him a special friend. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And remember, he came to him, to Almighty Allah, with a heart that is sound. Sound meaning safe in sound, safe from kufr and blasphemy, safe from polytheism and shirk, safe from nifaq and hypocrisy, safe from all the other vices, the pride, arrogance, greed, jealousy, and so forth and so on. MashaAllah, we have a program of Mawana Saleem, and we call it Qalb-e Saleem. Allah Jalla Wala, make all our hearts Qalb-e Saleem, pure and cleansed from evil qualities and evil habits and so forth. So this is the lesson of tafsir. And then inshallah tomorrow, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, the barakah, blessing and wasila of the Master alayhi salatu salam, we will continue tomorrow also inshallah al-Aziz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 18th of Safar, 1446. Gaza genocide, Ray Day number 322. We present to you the news, views, interviews, and from locally, nationally, internationally, globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, in the past 10 and a half months, 155 soldiers, Israeli Jutlas Haramis, killed in the 36th Division. What a great job Hamas is doing, where the Arab Tanpur dictators, the Muslim leaders, Haramis, hardly anyone is helping them. And they, Hamas, on their own, subhanallah, say Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, 155 soldiers of the Jutlas, of the Israelis and Haramis, just fed straight to Jahannam. This is in one division only, the 36th Division. All this is from their sources. Another 3-4 soldiers were killed yesterday also, others injured and so forth. Whatever you listen and that on the Western media, Zionist media, they're always underplaying it. Israel will collapse. Listen carefully, you Jutla, Jutli, Harami, all of you Zionists and supporters. This is in your hearts and so forth. Israel will collapse within a year if this war continues against Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, we call them, and against Hamas. Hamas 100% Sunni and Ahlul Sunnah. Hezbollah Shaitan 100% Shia and so forth. Not Muslim, but Allah Ta'ala uses whoever He wants to help the cause of jihad. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-deen bi rajul al-fajir, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wala will help those people, remember, who are in Islam, even through non-Muslims, and so whenever He wants to. Smotrich, so what did he say? Our leader, وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا, and our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin al-Shaheed, rahimahullah, said, because we don't believe in it, but it was his opinion. But sometimes, because the great sacrifices they made, Allah lets it happen. He said, by the year 2027, Israel will be wiped off the map of this world. Subhanallah. They predicting, forecasting it themselves. They say if this goes on for one more year, so 2026, then 2027, Israel kaputs, thrown to the scraps of history, just like South African apartheid regime, the Nazi regime of Israel, Hitler's children, Haramis, will be destroyed and thrown to the scraps of history with American help and whoever else. Smotrich, the Minister of Finance, responsible for the shambles of the Israeli economy, that, remember, everyone is feeling the pain. Mashallah, very good. Over 100 Jewish investments, remember, in Canada are now facing, they must remember, a death trap and so forth. Meaning they are in very, very precarious position and difficult times they're going through. So Orthodox Jews and the people of this army and so forth, they giving one another and they hitting one another. Jutla, Jutla fighting. Those guys, Orthodox, who don't want to be conscripted into army. And the police come, army come, and they arrest them. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. The war amongst them, remember, is severe. You think that they are united, whilst their hearts are totally divided, fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are the people who got no aqal and no brains and no intelligence. That is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. Pakistan makes special dua for Pakistan. Imran Khan is still in jail and he's supposed to be the prime minister. But you know Pakistan government 90% chore. So whether it's the Bhutto clan and family, whether it's the Sharif clan and family, 11 Pakistani policemen killed yesterday in an ambush. So this is all the different agencies that are operating there. They just pay people and due to destabilize the country and so forth. So here we see doctors speaking again. You must remember that for doctors who came from America and Western countries, European countries, they're speaking out boldly and openly against the U.S., against America and their foreign policy for arming the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the colonial regime of Israel. Well done to the doctors. So earthquake strikes Israel for the third time in Haifa. Allah ki lati be awaze, Sometimes Hamas strikes, sometimes Houthi strikes, sometimes Hezbollah Shaitan, Hezbollah strikes, and Allah gives them His punishment. Earthquake strikes Haifa, northern part of Israel, and this is the third time this happened. Allahumma zalzilhum, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabi ya rabbal alameen, Allahumma ahsihim adada, waqtulhum badada, wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak, they decimate and destroyed our apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, with Bibi Netanyahu, Ben Gvir went there to North Israel, and some of the Jutlas were there. They told him, you Ben Gvir, you're a terrorist, you're a sabotager, you have sabotaged the whole ceasefire, and you're a harami. They swore his guts out and his mother's guts out, it looks like also, and everything, if you know what is the media, so that happened, and the Jutlas, and Twitter, and X, and all of them try and delete and hide all these things. And speaking of Twitter, Elon Musk, the apartheid baby, they made money in South Africa, and then he went to U.S. So Dr. Bassam, 11 million followers, 100% Palestinian, and a master, he takes on anyone on TV and whatever and tears them to pieces. They removed him, remember, from X and from Twitter, so much for freedom of press, so much for democracy, so much for their human rights. Every day, they're killing babies faster than X can delete it from their Twitter account and so forth. That tells us that these are the Israelis and the Jews and the Zionists, a cursed nation, a nation that murdered prophets and messengers, and now they're killing babies and so forth. You will never win, you haramis. Victory is for us. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. Victory is from Almighty Allah for us, and the victory is coming nearer and nearer. To have from Allah and a speedy victory. Listen to Trump blowing his trumpet. So Trump blames the Democratic Party, you understand, Biden and Kamala Harris and so forth and so on, for Israel losing the PR war, the public relations. Israel's name is stinking, and you can smell the stench here in Lusaka and the whole of Africa, Asia, and every part of the world, and no one can prevent it, remember that. No Biden, no Trump, no any other moron or harami can prevent that. That is Allah's system. Speaking of Kamala Harris, I told you in the 60s, after her father and mother got divorced, she came here to Lusaka in the 60s, stayed with her mother, her nana. Her maternal grandfather had a big job here, remember, and a very serious, you understand, post here among the, you understand, politicians and so forth. So, and then she visited Lusaka also. Now we're in 2024. So remember, in 2023 or 2022, she was here, and she went to see her house where she grew up during her formative years. So all that is direct from here, Lusaka, reporting to you, to the world. Maduro, he wins the elections in Venezuela. The Supreme Court made the decision. America wanted to poke its ugly nose there again, but Almighty Allah humiliated them once again. Alhamdulillah, we will support Russia. We will support Iran. We will support China. We will support Venezuela. Anybody causes harm to American interests and Israeli Jewish Zionist interests, anywhere in the world, can be atheists also, we will support them. And therefore, we say that we must boycott, and our fatwa for so many 20 years is McDonald's is haram, KFC haram, your Skybox not permissible, and all these things that are there for the Jewish things are there, you must stay away from them, what you want to support them, and so forth. So remember that now the world is seeing the second biggest diamond that was found, you know where? In Botswana. Khebaroni or wherever the diamond mines are. So that's the second largest. You know the Cullinan diamond? So now after that is this diamond here. Can you imagine how many people are wondering, how come they didn't come to me? We got greater than diamond and gold and silver and lithium. Allah gave us Iman and Islam. Now Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's martyrdom took place on Ashura on a Friday, 10th of Muharram. So 20 days of Muharram, then 20 days of Safar, 20 is 40, 40. So at Karbala, these Kuffar Shias have a big celebration. I've been to Karbala with Allah's help. And now, after 40 days, not one, two, millions of people will assemble there. Some Iranians were going, and they met up with the accident. They called them pilgrims, but dispatched to hell. So this is what they will be doing. And now, among one side, the Jutlas are fighting. The Orthodox and the secularists, their army and police. Other side, the Shias are fighting next to Karbala, before Karbala. That is Iranian Shias. They are the Persians, right? And the other side are the Iraqis. Iraqi also is majority, remember Shia. So in Saddam Hussein's time, he was the president. No Shia could raise his head. He'd blow his head off. So therefore, we say President Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah, he was executed, became shaheed, reading the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So what happens there? Iranian Shias, non-Arabs. And Iraqi Shias, Arabs, they busy with Scopskit and Donner, giving hiding to one another and so forth. Now let us come to MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan Harami. You saw they sent out yesterday the Hajj policy and rules for Hajj 1446, that is this year Islamically, 2025, next year Gregorian calendar. So you must have this vaccine. One vaccine you must have is monkeypox. How you like that? They want to make us monkeys. One imam's name is Bandar, you know that. So Bandar Balila, but Bandar in Arabic means handsome and the harbor, not monkey. So anyway, they want to make us monkeys and donkeys. That is our Haramain Sharifin. Can you imagine that? So yesterday, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I spoke to Mufti Ridwan here. And, you know, we must thank our brothers here, our Rashid Bhai, and our brother, you understand, Maulana Muhammad, his beloved, and this thing, brother Suleiman, and his beloved son, Maulana Muhammad, Rashid Bhai Patel, and then, mashallah, his nephews, Huzaifa and Hussein, and all of them. So anyway, so Mufti Ridwan made arrangements. We met the Palestinian ambassador yesterday afternoon. And I asked him questions. Everybody else was silent. We spent 1 hour with him. And we spoke Arabic and we spoke English and so forth. It was a wonderful time. And I learned quite a bit of things. And I tried to ask him that how can we in South Africa, Zambia, and the whole world help you, you know. Then he gave us wonderful scarves and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala show us the day that the Tahrir of Palestine takes place. In the end, the freedom and the independence of Palestine takes place. And the entire Israeli regime must be dismantled. That is what we want. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Now you must remember the South African news, 200 rand surcharge. You know, on the 1st of the month, 3rd of the month, now September will come, you put in that prepaid meter, they charge you 200 rand. This is Eskom, bunch of crooks if you ask me. So anyway, they charge us a surcharge, so that will remain in place till 2025. We today, inshallah Aziz, Mufti Ridwan, and mashallah, our brothers, we'll be 4, 5, 6 of us, we'll be flying today, inshallah Aziz, from Lusaka to Livingston. Jummah Salat will be there in Livingston, inshallah, where Sheikh Shu'aib is. He is, mashallah, you know, our, this thing, your student online, if you want to call it, on the radio. So past 15, 16 years, he's there 18 years, he's listening to me. He's so elated, delighted. Allah Jalla Wala reward him and so forth. So our program for today will be, inshallah, we'll be going to Masjid al-Tawheed just now. And Salat day, you understand, will be Fajr Salat. And thereafter program, all the programs that were advertised, everything went very, very well. Good crowd, mashallah, people flocking. Allah Ta'ala accept, taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. And then after that, you understood, will be what we say, that after the Fajr Salat program, then Nashta and then Rasta. Breakfast, and thereafter we prepare to leave, insha'Allahul Aziz. And from the radio side, Mufti Aku will be interviewed by Mawaz Zahid Khan, inshallah, at 8:30 to 9, 11:25, Lusaka time, South African time. Today will be Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi rendering the khutbah. So his forefathers come from Ghazza. So remember that is how he's called Ghazawi. And inshallah, then just after the khutbah straight, we will translate it, make dua, and then the salat and so forth. Then tonight also we will have a program in Livingston, tomorrow morning after Fajr also, and then we'll come back here inshallah, and the final program at night will be tomorrow in the Jami Masjid here in Lusaka. So what must we do? Abandon Durood Sharif, read Surah Kahf, read Surah Dukhan, and inshallah, we all know we have to pass away. Beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, give us your sin, mort and death on a Friday. Take us with Iman and Islam and make that the best day in our life. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla Wala. So these are all things we should try and do. And never ever forget to make special dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah. Allah, Jalla Wala, reward our Hamas, reward our Jihad Islami, reward all those brothers, sisters, children who have passed away and given their life. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum. Allah accept all their sacrifices and martyrdom. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah.
Mufti Saab, we welcome you to Zambia. More so that this is the first trip of yours after you had stopped traveling. Please advise us, the people of Zambia, what are the causes of drought and its remedies?
Assalamu alaikum. I just need to rectify something there. I went to Lesotho also just a few weeks ago, or a month, 6, 7 weeks or 8 weeks ago. So it's not the first trip, it's the second trip. My student said my passport came out of itikaf, you know. So mashallah, we all know we are sinners and so forth. So each one of us, sincerely, we must make abundant istighfar. Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 71, verses 11, 12, 13, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. Make abundant istighfar. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. And Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar. He is of forgiving, very forgiving. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will send beneficial rain. ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will increase your wealth for you. Allah Ta'ala will give you good children, pious children, and these are the worldly benefits. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will grant you Jannah. Allah will grant you the streams and the rivers. They are the rivulets stay in Jannah. So everyone makes sincere tawbah, abundant istighfar, give out charity, and that will draw the mercy of Allah. We make dua to Almighty Allah. Allahumma aghithna. Read these two words, all of you, here in Lusaka, Zambia, wherever you are. Bukhari Sharif Hadith. Allahumma aghithna. Allahumma aghithna. Allahumma aghithna. Oh Allah, that Ya Allah, you send the rain upon us. Allahumma aghithna. Oh Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, send rain upon us. So in that way there, Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I need to have two knee replacements, but my heart feels I won't walk after the op. What must I read? Make dua for me.
Allah Jalla Wala give you siha, afia. Maybe you should go for one only, the knee replacement or whatever operation is, instead of doing both one time. Read Surah Fatiha. All those people who are ill and sick, always remember, read the dua that is mentioned in the noble Quran regarding Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. Anni masani durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that this calamity has struck me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Anni masani durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Chapter number 21, Surah Anbiya, the Prophets and Messengers, verse number 83. And remember that Almighty Allah is teaching us this dua, so we must follow in the footsteps of the Prophets and the Messengers. So read it, give out charity. Allah Jalla Wala will give you complete cure, and keep on reading Surah Fatiha and blow on your body, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for the landlord to take a deposit when renting out the house?
Remember that is the norm today, and this type of norm is permissible, but work for permission and condition. Meaning that Maulana Salim Kareem, for example, has a residential property and I am renting it, or a commercial property and I am renting it. So I'm just giving example, obviously. So Maulana tells me he wants 10,000, you understand, deposit and so forth. Then he'll give me the keys and so forth. So why do they do that? In case they damage, you know, people today, they stay, they damage the property, they run away and so forth. So yes, Islamically it is permissible. And remember, it is sort of like when people cause damage, run away. However, when that person is staying there 5, 10, 20 years and then he leaves and there's no real damage or anything, then that person, the landlord, must return the entire sum to that person who was renting, leasing the place. So that also is compulsory. You can't have a condition one way. It must be that al-ghunmu bil-ghunmi, al-kharaju bil-dhaman. These are all ahadith and so forth, which means that he, the landlord, can say, I want 1,000, 10,000, whatever, deposit for the premises. But you must say that when I leave from here and everything is in one condition, then you must give me my entire refund. You have to return it to me. So both sides, it must work.
Mufti Sahab, if a husband dislikes his wife wearing a scarf, is it permissible to disobey him, or should the wife respect the husband's decision?
Here there are three different issues. If the wife is in the house, so some of our women in the house also, they wear the dog, the scarf and all that, which is very, very good. Remember that one day Jibreel alayhi salatu salam refused to enter the Hujra Mubarakah, the house Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. So why are you not entering, O Jibreel alayhi salam? Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your honorable wife, your Zawja Mutahara, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, she must wear the scarf. I can't enter there without that. Go open Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Siratul Rasul of Ibn Hisham, and that you will find it. Go open Muslim Sharif, you will find when Sayyida Abu Huraira requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for my mother, she must embrace Islam. When he went home, and then his mother told him, Ala rislik ya Aba Huraira, wait. She was busy taking a bath and dressing up, and then she opened the door and recited, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. She embraced Islam. In the excitement, she said, I forgot to wear my scarf. So it shows it's a very good thing, it's meritorious, desirable, but we must be fair and say it's not compulsory. So if the husband tells his popi, darling, sweetheart, whatever, that you don't have to wear the scarf in the house and all that, there's no strange men here or anything. So then the wife must listen to the husband and no problem, start ta'aleem and so forth. To the husband also must think like a proper Muslim and so forth. However, when leaving the home and then the husband says, no, you can't wear scarf, you wasn't wear hijab, you wasn't wear niqab, then that is absolutely haram. Absolutely haram. Chapter 33, verse number 59. Suratul Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli azwajik, tell your honorable wives, wa banatik, your beloved daughters, wa nisa'il mu'mineen, the believing men, must tell their women folk, our wives, our mothers, daughters, sisters, nieces, Yudanina alayhinna min jalabidihin, that there you must wear the jilbab and cover yourself up, your face, your head, everything, entire body and so forth. The hands and that can be exposed. And you can't listen to your husband then. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asitil khaliq. There is no obedience to anybody, whether it's a king or a clown prince or a crown prince or any harami and shaitan, or even your parents or your teacher or your husband or wife. When they are suggesting to you to do something which is against the preaching of Islam, authentic hadith and Mishkat ibn Majah.
Mufti Sahab, is there any such thing to visit Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala's grave before coming to Medina?
No, what we should do is this. First you go straight to Medina Munawwara, read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations. Even today, Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Wherever we are on this planet in the world, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week, and that is salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be reading that abundantly, and we should go straight to Medina Munawwara Central, freshen up and so forth. Then we enter the masjid, read two rakat tahiyatul masjid, and then offer salat, salam, and make salami. Dayba Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greets Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Then after 1 day, 2 days, you go to Masjid Quba, you go to Shuhada'i Uhud, and so forth and so on. So people should not go. We're not saying it's haram, but we must say adab ka taqaza ye hai. It's part of the etiquette that we go first to the Master, alayhi salatu salam, and then we go to Sayyidu Shuhada. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest of all martyrs. Remember at all times and all places is who? Is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. The title Sayyidu Shuhada was given to the Master, to Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, by him, by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, nobody can take it away, and that is authentic in the hadith mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. So we should know, and we should first go visit the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then his chacha and uncle and his foster brother. Suwayba, she breastfed him, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, and then breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should know all these issues as well.
Mufti Sahib, is there any interesting places to visit in Taif?
Very good. We encourage people going for Umrah now when you are in Medina Munawwara. Go after Fajr, have Nashta, then Rasta, have a nice, healthy, hearty breakfast, and then you travel to Khaybar. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, O Jutlal, O Jutlis, and Jews, that we, the army of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are coming there, and we are going to liberate all our occupied territories and so forth and so on. So this is why Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is called Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. So all of you are, and before Zohar, you'll be back, inshallah. So today you can go easily. You come, go and come. You are in Makkah Mukarramah, go visit Taif. It's 1 hour drive. And take your ihram with you, the men. And then which places must you visit in Taif? You must visit Abdullah ibn Abbas, Masjid ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, is buried there. He passes away in the year 68. And Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, is a tabi'i, a successor. Remember, who met Sahaba, his father, everybody. Remember, he's not Sahabi. He performed the Salatul Janazah of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu there in Taif. And even all Arabic on the wall, his biography is written there. After his ghusl and bathing and kafan shrouding, so while they were busy with the takfeen, the shrouding, one bird came, Hamamatun Bayta. And it went inside. They looked, they couldn't find it. They said, leave it. That Allah Jalla Wala is showing us. Abdullah ibn Abbas is so mahbub and beloved to Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His actions took the form and the shape of a pure, pure white bird to show this is Alamatul Qabul, accepted by Almighty Allah. And then we see that is Janazah. So go there, biggest masjid in Taif. Then you must go to Masjid Adas. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came there to Makkah to Taif, the people did not accept the message or the messenger. They pelted him and they did so many crazy things. The blood Mubarak, the tears Mubarak of the Master oozing out, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tearing. So the blood was oozing, gushing out, and the tears Mubarak were rolling down. But still the Master alayhi salam did not make dua against them. Allahumma inni ashku ilayk, I complain to you, Ya Allah. One person by the name of Adas came with water, grapes, and so forth, and gave the Master alayhi salatu salam. And that is how he embraced Islam. And there's a masjid there, Masjid Adas, with the Aid. And then you must go to Ghazwa Taif. This is the chronological table. First, Fatih Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah on a Saturday, 21st of Ramadan, the 8th year of the Hijrah. And then after that was the Battle of Hunain. لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنَا كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ. Then from there, the Master والسلام, went to Taif. There were certain pockets of resistance. And then eventually 99% of them, يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ, took place. So these are the most important places. Now when you return, you must go to the miqat, to the boundary. We went there, mashallah, and we passed an ihram there. It's called Sail. Like, you know, your shop has a sail, S-A-L-E. So Sin Ya Lab, Sin Ye Lab. So wonderful facilities. You can make nice baat there. They're selling ihrams there. A lot of things going on there. So then you fasten the ihram, make your 2 rakat salat, then you come there and make a nice umrah. This is wajib, compulsory, according to Hanafis. If you go to Taif, you must make umrah. You can't just come back in ordinary clothes.
Mufti Sahab, 2 quick questions. I would like to know if it's possible to sell coffins in our shop.
Not permissible. For Muslim, our income must be halal, not tainted and polluted. Quran Kareem states, Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, that do not cooperate in sin and transgression. So remember, so that is not permissible for us as Muslims. We know that these non-Muslims, they have the cross there, they have this there. So it's not permissible for us to sell it and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, I have been taking out my interest, which I receive monthly from the bank. I travel to Durban and have to pass a toll. Can I use interest money to pay at the toll?
Yes, you can use interest money to pay for the toll and so forth. So remember that in that case there, that you use that interest money. Interest is haram, but if you use it for zulm, taxes, duty, customs, toll, all that, our fatwa verdict will be, it is permissible.
Last question, Mujisab, is it permissible to have a dog as a pet in the house according to Hanafis?
Totally haram according to all 4 schools. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every day you have a pet dog, the good deeds equivalent to the Mount of Uhud will decrease. Have a hunting dog, have a security dog, permissible. Pet dog, totally haram. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. I'm entering Masjid al-Tawheed, sir.